excuse me for my voice, but I have never, never seen anything like it. On the road again.
If we wanted to hit mailboxes, we could let Ralph drive. We're the best of
friends. Moron, your bus is leaving.
Welcome to this Texas edition of the On the Road Home podcast. This is Ken Crawford reporting to you on the road home. I finally got on I-35 South, headed back to San Antonio. That was quite a traffic jam getting out of there. We hoped it wouldn't be too horrible because of a lot of people left early. A lot of people left around the beginning of the fourth quarter, but then everybody else stayed till the very end. And it was a pretty it took us, over an hour after the game got back in to make it the mile or so from our parking lot to the freeway. But now that we're on the freeway going south, making good progress, I can give you my game update or game review. So what a nail biter that was. Quick recap. Bears dug themselves in a hole early with mistakes in the first quarter, managed in the second quarter to get back to a tie of 24-24 at a halftime, before exploding in the third quarter and really putting the game away, or so it would have seemed, before they got an 45-24 lead, before getting ultra-conservative, too much going to the run game, and the defense not doing a good job of containing the running game of Texas, and they brought it all the way back to scoring what would have been the tying touchdown had it not been for a missed extra point. One failed onside kick later, the Bears win 45-44. So some intro thoughts. In my preview, I said that my heart was telling me that the Bears were just not going to win this game. They just didn't know how to play on the big stage. And actually, to some degree, I think that came true. There were a lot of things that happened, a lot of mistakes that this team doesn't normally make that we saw today. Fumbles at inopportune times, mistakes, tightness, not catching that ball late in the fourth quarter. A whole bunch of things that suggest this, that it's just the reality. You can't be a elite team until you've had a handful of games against elite teams to learn how to play in those environments in that way. Cal does not have that experience. And the few times it happens, about once or twice every Cal player's career, it's not enough. The team isn't good enough to win some of them, to give them the confidence and to build up to where this team knows how to play in those sorts of games. So what I saw today was a superior Cal team that had trouble getting out of its own way. There's a few areas that I have some significant concern on, but I'll get to those in a little bit. But really, it was Cal mistakes that made this as much of a game as it was. Muhammad's fumble when he was about to go in to score was huge. Huge swing of scoring. There was another major mistake in the first half that's escaping me. That was another, you know, touchdown level mistake that just no excuse for. And I think their excuses are that they're reflective of a team that was too tight, was having trouble playing. And then, frankly, what happened in the fourth quarter was the inverse example of that. It was the, we have the lead, and we better be really careful, and better not do anything that could jeopardize anything. And they were too dedicated to running the ball and were threeing out it too easy with a defense that's just not there. This is not a defense that you say, go onto the field and win this game. They did reasonably at times, but I think they got a little nervous, a little And actually, let's start. So my biggest concern of this team is still this defense is not ready for prime time. It's better. It's not as bad as it was. But there's still massive coverage problems downfield. The cover twos were going horrifically in the first half. All of Texas's first half points that weren't gifts because of turnovers were gifts because the secondary just completely blew how to run a cover two defense. Safety was not getting over anywhere nearly soon enough. It was horribly bad. And then in the second half, we saw the crossing routes be a problem. The secondary, and this is not a good Texas offense. This is not one that is going to test it. This secondary is going to get massively exposed by other teams later in the season, unless it makes significant improvements. Another huge step. And they've made a huge step. They made a significant big step to get where they are, but they're going to need another big step to be in the place where you can put them on the field and say, you prevent that team from scoring, and that's what's going to win this game for us. And basically what happened is the Dykes took the offense and put them in a box and said, I'm not going to let you run my offense. I'm going to make it really hard for you to get first downs, and then I'm going to put the game on the defense's back. And that just was not appropriate. They should have just kept running the offense, scoring points. They were doing so at will until the fourth quarter. The team was not punting. The only punt was a Goff punt based on a jibe of a call where clearly he had gotten to the first down marker, but we were marked a yard short. But after that, the team didn't punt. Missed a field goal. But all the way to the fourth quarter, they were scoring or making a mistake to give up the ball every time. So why would you put them in a box and not let them score? Run the offense and score. So very frustrating to see that. And thankfully, enough of the things turned the Bears' ways so that they were able to, be successful. Breaking down some of the positions, Goff, I thought, had a good game. I thought he played well, picked his receivers well, hit them well. A few of the receivers had awesome games. Lawler and his huge hands was hauling stuff in left and right. Very good game. Hard to overlook the drop by Vernon Davis that would have sealed this game earlier. You know, it's funny. As we're walking out of the stadium, you hear, if he just made the extra point. What situational regret does is it forgets all the other situations that were surrounding it. Texas wouldn't have even had a chance at that if Vernon Davis had caught that ball. And he was wide open, and what a bobble that he had. And I don't want to be too hard on him. You know, those things happen. But overall, I think the wide receiver core did well. I think the offensive line started mediocre, but by the third quarter were dominating. Were really pushing Texas around, had them very tired. If Khaled just kept some balance, they would have blown them over all through the fourth quarter, but they let them get off the field, let them rest, and that they were able to find some strength again. Defensive line as well, I thought, did pretty well. Linebackers, okay. Had some issues. I think there were some assignment issues, clearly some yelling from coaches, some confusion there. I don't know exactly what that was reflective of, but I think it was a sign of they weren't fully aware of their assignments at times throughout the game. So, a little bit likely that they didn't have their best game and the coaches have some things to say to them afterwards. But the secondary was a real problem. They just... either the game plan they were given was horrific, or they were not matching up their assignments correctly, because particularly in the first half, there were some open guys that were just unbelievably open, and no excuse for that being the case. So where do we go from here? I think this offense is actually getting better. Some of the concerns I had about their mistakes and little hiccups here and there are starting to go away. I feel like the team is starting to get better and more in its rhythm. This was a better Texas team than people were giving it credit for. They did push and challenge the Bears in ways that big teams tend to do. This will be a good rehearsal game for playing bigger teams in the Pac-12. And I think the offense did reasonably well and is starting to execute at a more efficient level, and I was happy to see that. So I think the offense is in good shape as it was last year. But there was some concerns I had in the first couple games about their inefficiency, and I'm not feeling that way after tonight's game. I felt like they're reasonably efficient against a tougher team. But yeah, that defense, we're just going to have to keep working on that secondary, and you know, maybe Texas was more of a bad matchup than we understood, but the quarterback clearly had one of his better games. From what I've heard of his prior two games, he was horrific. Well, he wasn't in the first game, but this was the second game for the guy they brought in, and he grew a lot from game two to game three of the season. So, but we're going to be facing some very good quarterbacks in Pac-12 play and some very good passing offenses, and this secondary is still significant work in progress. Which is disappointing. I was really hoping to see this team turn the corner just to be mediocre. I mean, I didn't need them to be great. I just needed them to be mediocre, and they're not that yet. They're still weak. But it is really good to go and get a win here. Even though it was shaky, this is the sort of game that will help the team in the future be more prepared to play in games like this. That when we play LSU, when Texas comes to Cal next year, all of these things will help Cal be better prepared, and the wins are important. The beating good teams will instill confidence. The older players can talk about the games when they were younger players, and the attitude and the mentorship that goes along with how to get ready in the locker room and all that type of stuff will be a huge benefit moving forward. So even though it was a shaky win, it will build confidence. It will help them understand the type of mindset they need to go into these games with. That's good, even if it was a squeaker at the very end. Big props go out to our host, Texas. They were as kind as every, you know, and it's been a very good thing. I was telling my wife that when we go in these big non-conference games on the road, it's not like some of the garbage you hear out of the NFL or whatnot with abuse and mean people and all of that. It's always their very gracious hosts, happy to have you, excited to show off their stadium and their campus, and no different here in Texas. They were polite and gracious hosts, even after losing a nail biter. Very happy to have come to Austin for the game, and big props to them for a lovely campus and being very good hosts. I think that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the podcast. Next home game is Washington State in 2 weeks, so I'll be doing another podcast for that one. Won't be going to the Washington game, but that'll be an important one for the team next week. Really need to do a lot better than we did last year. Okay, let's wrap it up. Go Bears. On the road again.